Oh, no, 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 no. About, what do you got? About 15, they
15
say.
15 now,
15,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Take it from those that know.
Hey, you're there. I'm not going to argue. I'm Robert McCormick, 610 News, and now from KFRC's mobile studio, Dr. Don Rose.
Are you ready for our riddle for this morning, Bob?
Oh, sure. Why not?
What has big shoes, a funny hat, and a brown nose?
Got me.
Clown is trying to make it to the top.
Right?
728. If nobody said it to you, good morning. Well, one thing we can all agree on, right? Dr. Don Rose, 732 at KFRC in San Francisco. And we had so much fun Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, we came back today. I came back! And we're just sitting here watching all the cars go by. And, a lot of nice-looking people out there today. It's a good morning. In fact, maybe we can give you some of our tips this morning. We always, of all of our tips, we do best with our crime fighter tips. If there's a knock on your door late at night, don't open if the voice says, "It's only me, Harry the Ripper." Don't rent a room to a guy who has hair growing through his shoes. Yeah, right. All these suggestions come from our security guard, Pops Himmler.
Right. That's right!
732.
Hey, Adam.
Psst. Doors.
The Big 610.
Holy Toledo! Rose and Mockingbird with the mocking words at KFRC, just like our secretary at the station never stops talking. I think her mouth has a cruise control. It's 7:38, 22 minutes before 8 o'clock, right in the middle of the Bay Bridge. And I don't know how traffic is this morning, except one guy, he just held up a sign that says, "Traffic sucks." Well, I was just reading that in a couple of months, Prince Charles will be getting married. Proving once again that public figures just can't be protected like from everything. Lady Di is not like most 19-year-olds. Or Westminster Abbey would be getting ready for its first royal disco wedding, I suppose. Yeah. Sure, Lady Di is young, but there's no truth to the rumor that the wedding should be given away by your pediatrician. From those that know, it's 15 minutes to get you through the jam-packed part of the Bay Bridge and the approach. Good grief.
Yeah, that's sick. I love it.
That'll teach me to say honk if you're horny.
Right?
Sure is quiet out there, isn't it? Oh. They had to check and see. All right. Thank you to Bloons Banquets by Terry from Napa, who sent me my ballpoint pen for my official logging this morning. You can log our traffic in the city at Pine and Battery, an injury car banger. Northbound 680 at Crow Canyon Road, there is a car on fire. Sheesh, that's a tough way to start off the day. In fact, that'll ruin your whole day, come to think of it, right? Fair today. The good Lord's giving us a gorgeous sunshine out there. It'll be 68 in the city, but 88 degrees inland. Temperature moving up this morning. 50 degrees at the Big O. And Dr. Don has 53 at KFRC. Live at KFRC in San Francisco. And if you think the program's great today, you should hear me while the records are playing, right? A quarter before 8, and wanted to see. Oh, first of all, let me start this in the proper way. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. There, that should prove that I believe in equal rights.
Watch it, bozo.
Sorry. Tomorrow night, we'll be watching it because Father Harry and I are the auctioneers as ACC Productions presents their auction 1981. It's going to be at St. Mary's Cathedral at Goff and Gehry in San Francisco. We've got a silent auction, a live auction, some great door prizes, and a chance to bid on, well, for instance, a Maserati for a three-day weekend, or a $2,000 Red Fox jacket. You'll have to supply your own fox. That comes from Macy's. And a canceled check from Clark Gable. An autographed Grateful Dead album, and all sorts of interesting things. Father Harry will be there. I think my favorite story that Father Harry tells is the one about the multitude that loafs and fishes. You guys, you were there that Sunday too, huh? Right? Well, moving right along, the boss insists on it. He was in intelligence during the war. One time they were raided and he swallowed the decoded messages. Later on, he was court-martialed for passing government secrets. Right? now at Macy's.
Dr. Don Mosky, RC.
Here she comes.
Well, so the lights dim a little bit and we play it. It's worth it. A little energy for you this morning. Dr. Don at KFRC. I have to thank VM Products, Inc. of San Francisco. The guy just jumped out of his Jaguar and brought me over a pair of sunglasses with my name on them. And he says, "My, you are ugly." No, you're thinking of Marvelous Mark, who's on this afternoon. Mark's the one that's ugly. Actually, Mark comes from a large family, 5 parents and 1 brother. also, some very nice roses from Michelle and Judy. And they say just because our station selector is broken is not the reason these words are spoken. We like to hear your voice, even though we have no choice. Well, at least it broke on the right spot, I'll say that. In fact, you probably wonder how many people work here at KFRC. I asked the boss. He says about 1 in 3.
That's right.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Excuses Are Us. The next time you need a good excuse for being late to work or forgetting your mate's birthday or for coming in at 3 a.m., just call Excuses Are Us. We guarantee we'll do a good excuse for you on the spot. And if we don't come up with a good excuse, we promise to give you a good excuse for not coming up with a good excuse. Yes? All right. That's not really a very good excuse. And there's no excuse for what I just did in the seat here either.
Toyota.
Aha. In the economy, the president is thinking of asking the rich to pay income taxes until this whole thing blows over.
Oh, was that something new, huh? I see.
And they're cutting back on the hot lunch program, unless you can prove you have rickets or scurvy, one or the other.
Oh.
Everything's going to be cut. Foreign aid, Medicaid, Gatorade, all of it. But you got to hand it to Ronald Reagan, first president to ever get people to applaud higher taxes, even if he had to do it by comparing higher taxes with much higher taxes.
Yeah,
That's right.
Coming up for a big vote today, too.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, Dr. Don.
And Bob McCormick.
Don't forget that. I can't vote, but the congressmen say they're going to vote for it, and as a matter of fact, they're predicting a landslide victory for President Reagan's economic package to be voted on in an hour or two in Washington. Governor Brown says Californians live in a climate of apprehension because of violent crime, and to ease the tension, he's prescribing money. A quarter-cent sales tax to raise $5 billion to go to more prisons and police.
The legislature enacts this program. I will call a special election this November so that you can decide as soon as possible if the new funds are to be made available to finance the designated law enforcement actions. A paper war on crime won't stop real criminals. Without additional funding, our current efforts will soon be nothing more than a paper battle.
Well, the governor has had a long-standing promise of no new taxes, but last night he went to the voters and to the lawmakers to approve a 10-year increase in the 6% state sales tax. There's going to be Republican opposition, though, in pushing that tax hike through. It's 7:55, city temperature 53. I'm Robert McCormick. There was a shootout in San Jose last night. 2 men are dead. Here's what happened from what we know. A guy was showing his friend a gun when it went off accidentally. Shot him. They take him to the hospital. A police officer shows up to investigate what happened. He crawls into the van.
Put the van into gear and started taking off with the officer in the back of it. And when one shot was fired at the officer when he was trying to tell him to stop.
And that policeman barely escaped a gunman's bullet.
Sergeant Ron Evans was treated for powder burns to the face as a result of the gun being fired almost point blank at him.
Then another policeman comes up. He had to stop the driver with a bullet. 2 men are dead in San Jose. San Francisco Arson Squad points the finger at a resident of that rundown apartment house that burned during the rush hour yesterday. They say he may have recklessly started the blaze that did $500,000 in damage. They still don't know what caused the fire in Oakland this morning, but they do know 5 children are dead.
There was 5 or 6 children in the apartment, according to different stories, and I assume since it was almost 12:53 a.m. when we got the alarm, presumably they were asleep, although we have some rumors going around now that maybe they were playing, and 5 of them were trapped in the fire and died.
And all those victims were 6 years old or under. Medical Mary Golke, the world's longest surviving heart-lung recipient, is out of intensive care for the first time since the operation 2 months ago. She may even be able to go home in a couple of weeks. This is Hire a Veteran Week. The California Employment Development Department says hiring vets makes good sense. For more information, call 323-0213. Traffic in Fremont, northbound 17 at Thornton. There's a big accident there, and it's causing a delay. Westbound 80 at the San Pablo Dam Road, a stall in the number one lane. Another wreck, this one, in the Vallejo area. It's westbound 80 at Georgia. Bay Bridge, a 10 to 15 minute delay at the toll plaza. No stalls, though, once you get on that span. Coming up, 610 Sports.
What do you take on a quick lunch with bread combined with macaroni for a hearty main dish? Cut up in little pieces for hors d'oeuvres, whip into a souffle, or cut off a slab just to nibble. Well, this is Frank Hemingway, and if you haven't guessed by now, you're really not trying. Because Tillamook natural cheddar cheese is part of your life as a Westerner, and a very delicious, versatile, and nutritious part, too. No other food can do the things cheddar cheese can, and no other cheddar can do them as well as Tillamook. With its naturally created cheddar cheese taste. There are no preservatives, no flavor enhancers, just pure fresh milk and the natural cheddaring process, which achieves a great natural food that takes no backseat to any other gourmet delight. So, if you live in the West, and if you're missing Tillamook natural cheddar cheese, you're missing something really good.
610 Sports, the Giants won it. They beat the Mets last night at Chase Stadium 6-4. Jack Clark with a couple of hits, including a triple. Oh, manager Frank Robinson got his wallet back and his ring. He left them in a cab in New York. The cabbie called up, said he found him right where you left him, Frank.
Aww, yeah. Gee, that's a break.
Happy ending for the manager. Not a very happy ending, though, to the A's game last night.
The Tigers claw back. I'm Dan Elliott in the A's locker room following Oakland's 3-2 loss to Detroit. Another good effort by Rick Lang. He gives up just 5 hits, but loses his second game of the year.
I felt very good. I felt the breaking ball was sharp, curveball was sharp, ball was sinking well, had some velocity, and was just in tune with the game real well. Couple bad things happened, cost us a ball game.
Oakland sends Matt Keogh to the mound this afternoon against Detroit in the series finale.
NBA Finals continue tonight. It's Game 2. Boston with a 1-0 lead over the Rockets. Weather, we're going to have sunny blue skies again today. A few clouds at the coast. We'll check in with Dr. Don, see if there's any clouds. I don't think.
Oh, not a one. It's blue skies beautiful already. Day. The fog is all given away. It's turned out to be a lovely day.
And it's going up to 88 in the suburbia. 67 near the ocean. Right now, Oakland 50, current city temperature 53. I'm Robert McCormick, and now from KFRC San Francisco, it's the Wandering Dr. Don Rose.
Okay, first of all, if everybody will balance carefully on one finger on top of your radio, we'll get on with our sanity test. Oh, and besides that, on the program this morning, I'll be announcing the winner in my Own Your Own Grease Rack contest. Couldn't wake up this morning. Snapped out of it just as I put my toothpaste on my razor. Well, it was your turn, you know. Dr. Don Rose at KFRC in San Francisco, right in the middle of the Bay Bridge. I'm on my own today. The boss won't be in. It's family day at the massage parlor. Boss didn't give me my raise, but he did give me a great suggestion. He says, get a smaller wallet. Right? Boss said he was declaring war on inflation, and I'm the ammunition. Right? All I can say is, whenever doctors pass him by, they check his pulse. Right?
That's Montgomery Ward.
Look for the 15-cent casino cheese coupon in the Food Day's ad of this week's city and suburban favors throughout the Bay Area. Well, this has been so much fun, I think we might even do it tomorrow. Right in the middle of the Bay Bridge. It's a nasty job, but somebody has to do it. After all, not everybody can take the morning train. And they all lived happily even after. It's 8:09 at KFRC in San Francisco. Life on the Bay Bridge with Dr. Don Rose. Good morning. There goes Rescue Rooter going right by. I used to be a scuba diver for them one time. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Dr. Don. And if you think this program is bizarre, wait till this afternoon when Marvelous Mark is here from 4 until 7, also doing his program from the Bay Bridge. Problem with Mark is he just doesn't think like most people. For instance, if he ran Long John Silver's, he'd have the waitresses wearing silver long johns. If he ran a country bar, he'd have a mechanical John Travolta. The season. I joined a little league team once, but I quit after one game. I didn't like my position. I was the bat. Almost broke my head. I kept yelling, "Keep the brand up!" Northbound 17.
Hey. All right.
Northbound 17. There's an accident at Trenton Avenue in Fleamont. BART is running well this morning. They have 40 trains online, and there is about a 20-minute wait at this particular moment in time at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Good Lord's giving us a Dr. Donald D. Rosie Day. 88 inland, 68 degrees in the city today at KFRC.
Certainly.
Oh, it's all right. Just stop your car at the Bay Bridge and get out and do a little dance. Right around the Bay Bridge, but don't wait too long to get back in. Gee, my doctor stopped by the other day. Well, handed me a message as he went on by. Of course, he's fabulously well-to-do, swanky office. When he asks you for a specimen, he takes up the rug first. He doesn't have a treadmill for your stress test. He just tells you you have a week to live and takes your blood pressure. He's a member of AAA. If you get sick within 10 miles of his office, he'll have you towed in. No extra charge. Right. Rose at 8:15. It's a quarter after 8 o'clock. And now, that portion of the program you have been waiting for. Brought to you by Diet 7-Up, the Cosmic McMuffin.
Here's Rich Little.
Ruled by them.
K-F-R-C.
Love you tonight. May I play that for the boss secretary? It's so sexy when she types, all she can see are the middle keys, right? It's 8:21 at KFRC. Listen, I used to swing pretty good back in my bachelor days, too. Offhand, do you know anybody else that wears asbestos jockey shorts? One time I was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for my action in the Battle of the Sexes, right?
Oh, Dr. Don, you son of a...
Keep on the rugs
during Magic Carpet Month, now at Macy's.
Gee, let me give you an invitation to St. Mary's Cathedral tomorrow night. We're putting on our annual auction for ACC. That's the organization that kind of sponsors Father Harry and his radio and
what kind of things are up for grabs?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, for instance, KFRC donated a trip to Hawaii for two. Mm-hmm. And there's some vacation homes at Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
A $2,000 Red Fox jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
Trip to Ireland. Here's an exotic item. You can rent a Maserati for a three-day weekend, courtesy of Carrera out in Walnut Creek. And one of the items that really is hot has kind of a story behind it. A canceled check from Clark Gable. And it's been on a display at the Regency One Theater in San Francisco. And somebody tried to run off with it the other night. And the manager got in a big fight with a guy. And then somebody broke in the night after that trying to get it. So we know that's a hot item.
It was a good check, wasn't it? It just was a used check.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, it's all canceled everything. Yeah. But, you know, it'd be a nice memorabilia.
You better
believe
it.
Anyway, it's Friday night. And the silent auction starts at 6:30, and there's dinner and everything. That's only about $3.50, so it's a good deal.
Sure, bring a few bucks, I'll offer some of those things.
Of course.
Hey. Thousands of people were marching through the streets of San Francisco last night. These demonstrations began at City Hall in sympathy with the IRA cause, of course, and mourning the death of Bobby Sands. A spokesman for the group, Seamus Gibney, is with the Irish Northern Aid.
Bobby Sands will be getting a full military funeral and full view of the British Army, and that'll show who supports who, you know.
And that's what happened today in Northern Ireland, the funeral for Bobby Sands. They are bracing for possible violence, though, there, as the tension does continue. Environmental groups are charging the government is about to give away our coastline, opening up lands for oil mineral exploration. Of course, in California, those oil drilling leases are still up for grabs. Ed Rothschild of the Energy Action Fund says it's just going to mean a quick buck for a few companies.
We say that the nation must develop its energy and mineral resources, but categorically cannot do so in a way in which the resources are exploited, monopolized, or controlled by a handful of private firms.
Down in San Mateo, they're trying to decide whether to make public a list of PCP locations. Now, PG&E has handed over information on where PCP is stored, and along with a strong recommendation the public not be told. They're afraid of vandalism, of course, but they do say that individuals who want to make sure that their property isn't located near a PCB location should be told where that can be found. Fighting VD in San Francisco has been a long, ongoing battle and not a very successful one. Of course, we're getting closer to summer now, and the syphilis and the gonorrhea rate usually goes up at this time of year. But Dr. Mervyn Silverman says don't be misled by the high VD rate here in the city. It's because we really keep track of those kinds of things, something that doesn't usually happen other places.
If the community doesn't record what they have, then they don't have a problem. At least they don't in print. I think a second area has to do with the fact that we are a tourist town, that we are a town that is very tolerant of many different lifestyles, and a very cosmopolitan city, and I think putting all those things together, it's not surprising.
Dr. Silverman says he is worried about budget cuts, though, on possible cutbacks at the city health clinics. A religious cult trial is going on in San Francisco. The River of Life Ministry is accusing 15 people of kidnapping, actually pulling off a commando-style raid at the group's retreat, and then toting off young people who had joined the group. One of those accused is television producer Skip Webster, who works on Fantasy Island, and who they say came to take his relatives away from the retreat last summer. The Guardsmen are hosting their 10th annual Angel Island race on Sunday. After that race, they're going to have live entertainment and lots of food. All the proceeds will help send underprivileged children to summer camp. There was a tragedy in Oakland this morning. Fire broke out in the early morning hours at an apartment building owned by the Housing Authority. Before it was over, 5 children were killed, 6 years old and under, all of them. Coming up, 610 Sports.
Played in the Oakland locker room following the A's 3-2 loss to Detroit. Manager Billy Martin says his team was victim of some illegal shenanigans.
Every time our kid comes back, they take the ball away from one of their pitchers. It's scuffed up the same way. I don't know who's doing it. I get sick and tired of them talking spitball. When I see a ball scuffed up like that, I know somebody's scuffing it up. Maybe it's not the pitcher, but somebody in that club is scuffing that ball up. And that's no accident when the balls are scuffed up in the same exact spot every 2 days in a row now.
And Billy says he plans to send the balls to the league offices as evidence against Detroit.
But first, Billy ought to oil that rocking chair he's got. Weather report, blue skies, not a cloud to be seen, and look for highs of 88 in the suburbs today, 68 Oceanside. Right now, Oakland has 54, San Rafael 52, current city temperature 56. No unusual types to report right now. Things seem to be running pretty smoothly. What's it look like at the toll plaza?
Well, I've just been presented a picture of Marvelous Mark.
Oh.
Licking on a sucker. That was the end of the super walk. Mark's the kind of guy that would blow up a balloon with dynamite.
Yeah. You never know when he's going to come at you, huh? I'm Robert McCormick, and now from San Francisco, it's Dr. Don Rose.
Yeah, Marvelous Mark. We'll give him that picture this afternoon. He's the only guy I've ever known that has peanut butter on tap. Mark's not too lucky when it comes to investments. He bought a condominium. Now they're converting it to apartments.
My friend, don't kiss, I can't resist.
Your kiss is on my list.
It's on my list.
We're still trying to figure out if it's at the top of the list or at the bottom of the list. Rose at 8:33 on KFRC in San Francisco. Oh, this is a priceless picture of Marvelous Mark chomping away on a lollipop at the Super Bowl. See, now, he asked for all these things. I mean, we don't start it. We just call him like we see him, you know. Mark one time told me his favorite seafood was saltwater taffy. Mark used to sing at a nightclub, but they made him stop because he was interfering with the show. Poor Mark. When he was a kid, he was going to run away from home. But his dad appealed to him, said he needed him for a deduction.
Now that's Italian. Hi, I'm Jack Hansen.
Glass purchase. Available at Emporium Capua.
Which reminds me, Sofia Loren is in town. I had a little Italian dinner last night, and right now my digestive system's doing the hustle.
What do you mean?
KFRC.
Night.
Boy, that's what we see on the Bay Bridge.
With a little
just about every car going by, people waving and saying hi and good morning. Well, it's only fair, come to think of it, because I do that all the rest of the year, right? I say, good morning, hi, how are you? How's the life and family? People say, I'm back. Oh, and a special love going out to all of the mothers in the audience, because Mom's Day is coming up on Sunday. Kay and I have a little difference in opinion on what to get her. She wants some clothes. I'm going to give her a 10-speed negligee. Da, 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 da. 8:39, it's 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. Gee, the boss was really nice to his mother last Mother's Day. He sent his wife over to make her breakfast. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
That dingus
really, really
son of a bitch.
Hey. On behalf of all brides everywhere. Remember, you can win your fortune at Genghis when you rent your prom tux from one of our 7 Bay Area locations featuring after 6 formal wear. Where have all those cars gone? Bay Bridge wait at the toll plaza? Down to about 10 to 12 minutes. Not too bad, right? There's a... there was a pickup went by with a big load of hay a little while ago. A heavy traffic southbound 101 through the Waldo Tunnel. We haven't been mooned this morning, and nobody's waved their bra at us or anything. Traffic is a slow go westbound on 80, but I've got news for you. It's also a slow go when you get to the approaches to the Bay Bridge this morning. But you'll be all right if you just stick with the big 610. And the good Lord's giving us a beautiful Dr. Donald D. Rosie Day. 68 in the city, 88 inland. Already up to 56 degrees in the city, 48 in San Paddy, Jose. And 55 degrees at Sacramento on KFRC. Makes you want to celebrate. At KFRC, the big celebration will be tomorrow on the program. It's Friday. And we just took a vote, Julie and George and all the rest of us here at the station, and decide we're going to come back to the Bay Bridge again tomorrow. What do you think of that? Oh, and don't forget, the first 10,000 people to send in their postcards will be eligible for our big drawing next week. If you're a lucky winner, we'll send you absolutely free 10,000 postcards. What else is going on today? Maybe we can check the television schedule for you. Oh, Steve Jameson on SFO tonight. Steve shows a rare picture of Dolly Parton playing in a jug band. Oh, for heaven's sake, wait a minute here. Oh, here's a rerun that you like, Star Trek. Captain Kirk is shocked when Lieutenant Uhura has herself beamed into a shower stall. Oh, for heaven's sake. Get out of here.
In the cafes where the French winemakers gather, the talk is of little else but the new grapes on the vine.
9 p.m. at all Bay Area JCPenney stores.
There are a few romanticists out there yet that appreciate a nice, sexy song like that. Not too often we get a chance to play a song that's in heat. Now I better put on a commercial while I pry the needle off. I guess. Good morning. Oh, and Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, although it does make you nervous when Mom says, what do you mean you're all I have left after taxes? Oh, it's weird. And it's tough, you know, being a mother nowadays. Expenses are incredible. Stop and Shop markets are changing their name to Scrimp and Save.
That's right.
Did you know that? Listen, I've done this the tough way. I worked my way up from my job by very clean living. I used to wash cars back in the old days. Hey, guess who just came by this morning? Come on over and sit down, Kay.
Hi, I'm on my way to work for the auction tomorrow night at St. Mary's Cathedral at 6:30.
That's a
Father Harry
thing to
from
say.
ACC. Isn't that sneaky?
Well, it's the only way they have to make money, though. Because
I know, I'm looking at that fox fur from Macy's. Oh. Trip to Ireland. Trip to Hawaii. How about to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
I can handle all of that.
Anyway, you can take part in this by just coming over. You can get a ticket at the door, and it's only $350. That includes food and really good deals.
Right, and you might win the color TV.
Lots of celebrities.
Right.
There. Yeah, and well, lots of things for drawings. And
lots of good food from Knight's Catering.
Ah.
Drinks are only $1. We're going to have a great time.
That's a little expensive for a 7-Up, but I'll take that. And yes. Father Harry and I will be the auctioneers.
That's correct. And he's got his tennis shoes on. He's all ready.
Ah. Well, we'll look forward to tomorrow night, then. Bill Graham presents
Capwell.
Beautiful.
We went through all of the birthdays on the birthday list. But today is the big National Orange Show taking place in San Bernardino.
The Orange Show?
Orange Show.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know about it.
Oh.
Also in Hamburg, Germany, they're celebrating Hoffenshaw Birchsteig.
Yeah, a few
which
brews.
Is Harbor Day.
Uh-huh.
And on this date in 1934, a 14-pound pearl was taken from inside a giant clam in the Philippines. It was the world's record, a 14-pound pearl.
Uh-huh.
The clam said, thank you. Actually, the clam wasn't at all happy because it had a hernia.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, they know what caused that tragic apartment fire in Oakland this morning.
That was a tragedy.
A child playing with a cigarette lighter in bed.
We found four of the victims hiding behind a bed in a room, one room away from the fire. And one victim was burned very badly and was in the center of the fire area.
Well, five children died in that fire. Oakland's worst loss of life incident in 30 years. None of the victims were over 6 years old. Governor Brown wants to raise $5 billion to build more prisons in California. To do that, he wants to hike the sales tax by a quarter of a cent.
We now have only slightly more prison and jail capacity than we had 20 years ago, even though both our population and crime rate have grown substantially. We must now expand our prison facilities or allow more and more dangerous criminals to go free.
Now, Brown has had a long-standing promise of no new taxes for California, but last night he went away from that, urging the voters and lawmakers to okay a 10-year increase in the 6% state sales tax. President Reagan has his fingers crossed for luck today as he speaks about the chances of the House approving the budget outline that he supports. In fact, they're expecting landslide support for the president. The House has really only two choices. One is the president's plan. The other, a Democratic plan that calls for more spending. But Pat Schroeder of Colorado won't be voting for the budget cuts.
The severe impact this is going to have on women, on minorities, on the elderly, on the urban cores. To say that all this compassion is suddenly going to be generated in state legislators to pick it up. To say that we can believe that there will be a 7.5% inflation, to say we can do all of that, we all should be here saying, wait a minute.
A vote is expected sometime today. Government says the fixed rate single-family home loans that are backed by the veterans and the federal housing administrations are going to go up tomorrow. It's going to be a record level, 15.5%. Even to get a VHA loan. The current rate is 14.5%. The HUD boss says that hike is needed to keep the VA and the FHA rates in competition with conventional mortgages. Well, they're really happy they finally got some rain in South Florida after the worst drought in 10 years. The residents were ordered to cut back on the use of water. Forecasters say an inch or more may be falling in southern Florida. Horizons Unlimited is going to provide summer jobs to disadvantaged young people to between 14 and 21. You must be a San Francisco resident to be eligible. Call 552-8550 for all the details. People, Mary Gulkey is out of intensive care, and the world's longest surviving heart-lung recipient may actually be going home in about 3 weeks. Dental, the orthodontist meeting in San Francisco, got a look at a new kind of teeth brace. You can't see them when you smile. The braces were developed in Japan. They adhere to the back of the teeth. It won't be available commercially, though, for a couple of years, they say. Coming up, the A's don't do it, the Giants do, and a sunny day on the Bay.
In tune with the game real well. Couple bad things happened, cost us a ball game.
Oakland sends Matt Keogh to the mound this afternoon against Detroit in the series finale.
And lots of tickets available for that game today. I know of at least four. San Francisco, second straight victory over the Mets. Bitter cold at Shea Stadium as the Giants win it 6-4. You got sunny blue skies today. Highs 88 in the suburbs. Right now, Oakland 50, current city temperature 57.
Well, now, wait a minute. As early as you started this morning, you ought to be able to use those four tickets.
I'd like to be able to. If I get permission to get them, I'm going to try and get out there. You know,
I see.
The tickets are not hard to come by, you know, unless you pay for them. Right?
I've got a nice fancy hat you could wear at the game today.
It's going to be
a sunny afternoon.
Yeah,
comes
from
S&C Ford Trucks.
Lady just
dropped it off here. Thank you. Wait till tomorrow. I have a feeling it's going to get really crazy.
Yeah. I'm Robert McCormick, 610 News on KFRC. San Francisco.
And now, Rick Shawn.
Why not?
Who had a lot in common with Michelangelo. They both spent a lot of time on their backs staring at the ceiling.
I'm going to take care of you in person tomorrow, Rose. I'm going to come out there tomorrow right after you and do my show.
Oh, boy.
You're in trouble now. 9 o'clock with the best music.
Yeah. Chaz, all right.
You left me here on...
Just the two of us, babe, you and me together. I'm Rick Shaw with the best music, and I hope you stay around for a while. Of course, the only reason you'd want to stay around is if I played your song, right? That's what I'm here for, too. If you have a favorite, why don't you give me a call right now? 478-KFRC. There must be some misunderstanding here. My show does not put people to sleep, usually. Of course, I don't mind this case. Nikki just got off work. Nikki works strange and weird all night hours as a hospital switchboard operator. She's heading off to Naughty Not Land, and I'm going to play a song for you right now. San Rafael, KFRC.
Must be some misunderstanding.
KFRC, after the love is gone, there's still plenty more. Got the best music right here at Morris. 9:16 now with Rick. Come on, sing along with me.
Come with me.
KFRC, the talk is live. And come Sunday night, May 10th, you'll be doing the talking.
Talk back. Back talk.
Sunday nights at 10:30, KFRC will open its airwaves to you for a live weekly call-in talk show. Back Talk with Joanne Rosenzweig and Robert McCormick will take a closer look at the issues and problems we all face. The first 4 weeks of Back Talk will focus on human sexuality, a chance to talk to the experts. Dr. Lonnie Barback, noted authority on women's sexuality, and Dr. Bernie Zilbergeld, author of Male Sexuality. Back Talk, Sunday night from 10:30 to midnight on KFRC.
It's 9:22.
Eve, can I have some more of that new preservatives?
Say, Eve, where did you get these juices anyway?
Look for newts and fruit juices in the dairy case. That's where it adds. Thoroughly chilled, ready to use.
Liberty House Sheds, new Liberty House.
The hot, merciless sun is a killer. It can kill the luster, the beauty of your car's vinyl, rubber, and leather. Until now, introducing new STP Son of a Gun with sunscreen. That's right, an exclusive new sunscreen formula. The only vinyl protector that has it. Screens out the sun's damaging rays, protects and beautifies better and longer. Use new STP Son of a Gun with sunscreen, because the sun can be murder on your car.
KFRC!
KFRC got the weather, and it looks great. Matter of fact, peering into the weekend, no problems ahead. A little fog around in the morning, but other than that, fair skies and sunshine. High 66 along the coast, up to 79 down in the valleys. Right now in San Jose, it's 50. 56 up in Sacramento here in the city, 57 at KFRC. FRC. Making our very own new friend, Lynn Salmon, up in Vallejo, rich and famous. She got $10,000 in there. There's plenty more goodies coming your way, too. We'll tell you more later on. It's 9:35 with Rick. Oh, I got to remind you, Steve Jamison is going to have a special guest tonight, the 8-year-old star of Archie Bunker's Place, Danielle Brisebois, talking about her life both on and off the stage tonight on SFO. And Steve matches muscles with bodybuilding champs as well.
Maybe different.
Excuse me, I'm only human. So many emotions.
KFRC and LTD back in love again, baby. 9:41 with Rick. A little crazy. He's not afraid. He'll do it again this afternoon at the Bay Bridge live. Mark McKay right after 4 o'clock on KFRC. I just going through some tracks. That song, I Know Carita, just really stands out. Try to play that for you in the next few minutes. It's 9:51.
53, city temperature 55. I'm Mike Hogan. Looks like President Reagan is going to get his budget through Congress. House Speaker Tip O'Neill says the way things are going now, Reagan's budget plan will pass by 90 votes. Reagan, meanwhile, is meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Zenko Suzuki at the White House today.
It's true that we've accomplished much in a relatively short period of time. Today, however, you and I will look forward. We'll chart the future course of our friendship for peace.
President Reagan welcoming the Japanese Prime Minister to Washington. In a statewide address, Governor Brown says more money is needed to fight crime, so he's asking for a slight tax increase.
I propose a 0.25% increase in the sales tax for 10 years, and that the plan go into effect only upon the approval of the constitutional amendment by you, the voters.
Republicans say the plan has very little chance of getting through the legislature. Oakland firemen mopping up following one of the worst fires in that city's history. Five young children were killed this morning when a fire broke out at an apartment house near Lake Merritt. Two adults and another child managed to escape. Teachers in the city are getting their 2 cents in today.
A quick lesson in labor relations. I'm Mike Sugarman. San Francisco teachers going to the polls today. They were there yesterday, too. 4,300 of them deciding what union will represent them. For the past several years, the San Francisco Federation of Teachers did their bargaining, but now it's being challenged by the California Teachers Association.
Not only will we go after more money for them, we'll find areas where the district can save money and other kinds of things so that the pot will be sweetened, so to speak.
Bill McMurray of CTA says that money is available, you just have to find it, and CTA can do that. The other side says hogwash.
I think election promises are interesting, but I don't think that anybody has devised a method to guarantee more money.
Julie Kopeck of the San Francisco Federation. So why the challenge?
It seems to be harassment more than anything else at this point.
The results should be known sometime later tonight.
610 Survival Kit.
Mike Pritchard is a comedian. In fact, he placed first in this year's comedy competition. But that's not all he does. To survive, comics often need steady jobs, and Pritchard's has been at Juvenile Hall. Working with troubled kids can be trying, to say the least. Pritchard speaks of working with one kid who just refused to look at the brighter side.
He kept moping and groaning about his status and what was going on with him and the way things were. And I took him to a place where youngsters had cerebral palsy. There's somebody who you can feel sorry for. Somebody encased in a body that cannot function without assistance.
Thinking about the less fortunate makes some people feel worse, but in the case of comedian Mike Pritchard, it's his only hope.
No matter who you are, how badly you feel about what you're having to do, there's somebody 100 times worse off.
The full story on Mike Pritchard can be heard this Sunday night at midnight on Other News. I'm Joanne Rosenzweig.
Your very own survival kit, courtesy of KFRC.
Coming up, a San Francisco vigil for Bobby Sands.
Here's the most exciting tire news in history. I'm Shirley Ryan of Mark Morris Tires. Each tire company is now required to grade its tires for traction, temperature, and tread wear. And of four comparably priced radials, one tire is rated clearly superior for tread wear. Not Goodyear's Custom Poly Steel, not Goodrich's Lifesaver XLM, and not Michelin's XWW. It's the Uniroyal Steeler, the same steel-belted radial now available at Mark Morris. On a government-specified test course, the mileage projected for the Uniroyal Steeler was 66,000 miles. That's 15,000 miles more than the ratings of those other three comparable radials. Mileage projections are for comparison only. The mileage on your roads will probably be less. But the fact is, Uniroyal Steeler, available at Mark Morris, is rated number one for tread wear based on the manufacturer's own ratings of these radials. Uniroyal from Mark Morris Auto Centers, 15 locations in Northern California. Check the yellow pages for the tire center nearest to you.
In memory of someone who died to help others, not a time to be violent.
To commemorate the Year of the Handicap, the Recreational Vehicle and Boat Show is admitting anyone bound to a wheelchair free. The show begins Saturday and runs through May 17th. For more info, call area code 213-657-4433. 610 Sports, the A's wrap up the three-game series with the Tigers this afternoon at the Coliseum. Game time 1:30. Matt Keogh on the mound for his sixth straight win. And the Giants will try to complete a sweep over the Mets at Shea today. Giant pitcher Ed Whitson looking for his first win of the season. Weather sunny and mild. Highs up to 88. Inland 68 along the coast. Right now in Oakland, 59 degrees. San Rafael, 59. Current city temperature, 55 degrees. I'm Mike Holgan, 610 News for KFRC San Francisco.
Ooh. Reaching out through your radio. The other day, Mark McKay tried to get you to hug your radio. Some shocking results here and there. I want to reach out through this radio right now in music and send this song to you. Of the weekend on KFRC. Dr. Don Rose has this thing about joking about Pacifica recently. I don't have any jokes about Pacifica. I think it's a great place. Somebody called in. You got your song at 478-KFRC.
Well, you...
KFRC.
KFRC, 11 or 10, 18 now. So we don't
know what went on.
I say, what's SVO mean?
SFO, it's a TV show.
Show, no, I'm talking about SVO.
Show.
SVO, right here. SVO on Channel 4 at 7.
I know. SFO is a show with Steve Jameson.
Are you show SVO's a show?
Show, I'm show. SVO is SFO.
SVO's the show called SFO?
Yes, a mix of the wild and wonderful with unique and unknown.
I say, is that anything like Snafu?
Oh, I don't know. The 8-year-old star of Archie Bunker's Place, Danielle Brisebois, talks about her life both on and off stage tonight on SFO. And Steve matches muscles with bodybuilding champ, too.
Another KFRC comedy capsule from the latest Dr. Don Rose show.
What has big shoes, a funny hat, and a brown nose? A clown trying to make it all the way to the top. You know you're getting old when your dentures start talking back to you. And our moral for today, never rent a room to a guy who has hair growing through his shoes.
The laughs are on us with Dr. Don. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 on KFRC.
More fair skies, mild temperatures. Highs up to 79 in the inland areas. Along the coast, a bit cooler. 61 in San Jose. Oakland, 59. 63 in San Rafael. Quincy Jones playing the part of your dude with I Know Carita. 58 at KFRC. Say it, Gina. KFRC. KFRC.